don't sweat the technique.
We're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Who is the face of the NFL? 713-780-ESPN. Real quick, we've been counting down the top 100 of these NFL players, NFL.com. There's a Houston Texan on the list today. Houston Texan, top 100.
What number?
Jolton Joe Mixon, number 58. Will he be ready by week one? 713-780-3776. No, I think the last time we brought this up, we did the 61st player. Actually, I think we did 60. Because did we mention Cooper DeJean? I don't know if we mentioned him.
I don't think we mentioned him.
Cooper DeJean's number 60, which I think is silly. I like Cooper DeJean. I think Cooper DeJean's a good player. But Cooper DeJean at 60 and Brian Thomas at 61 is hilarious. Cooper DeJean at 60 and Bijan Robinson at 62 is hilarious. Yeah, how is he ahead of those two guys?
He shouldn't be.
It's absurd. How is Joe Mixon ahead of Bijan Robinson? How is Joe Mixon ahead of Brian Thomas?
You guys know stats.
This list sucks.
Was Bijan Robinson's stats better than Joe Mixon last year?
Pretty sure.
Well, yeah, last year. Bijan Robinson's rookie year was a little disappointing based upon expectation, but he was great last year.
Bijan Robinson last year ran for almost 1,500 yards and 14 touchdowns. Wow. How is Joe Mixon ahead of him?
Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, the back of his baseball card.
Better no, stats. It's not.
Well, some people, back of the baseball card, I guess, should be expounded upon. Some people just hold on to the guys who have done it year after year. Until they're completely over the hill. And that may be the case with the Joe Mixon vote.
Mixon last year ran for 1,016 yards. He averaged 4.1 yards per carry. Bijan had 1,456, ran for 4.8 yards a carry. Mixon had 9 touchdowns last year on the ground. Bijan had 14. Mixon caught 36 passes last year. Let's see what Bijan caught. He caught 61 passes last year. What? How? How is Mixon at 58 and Bijan's at 61?
You know what those numbers
make
me?
Makes no sense.
You know what those numbers make me think of? Just how criminally Bijan Robinson was misused when Arthur Smith was still there his rookie year.
No doubt.
When he kept trying to mix in, I'm forgetting the backup running back's name.
Algier.
Now. Yeah, Tyler Algier. Ugh. Arthur Smith's the worst.
How is Mixon better than Robinson? That has tilted me. I'm at a loss of words. I'm not sure I can recover for the final 53 minutes of this show. Somebody's saying
is back, folks.
He's a Falcon.
That help.
Now.
That help.
I've seen Bijan Robinson drafted in best ball drafts ahead of Saquon Barkley. In fact,
wow.
I think
he should be.
I think his ADP.
Receiving?
I think his ADP is now ahead of Saquon Barkley.
I would say because the track record of guys that get the amount of carries and touches that Saquon do is that they almost always have a dramatic fall off.
That and he does catch balls. So if you're playing in a PPR.
Yeah, because Hurts doesn't dump it off.
No, he doesn't. Like Saquon's capable. Saquon's obviously a capable, catcher of balls, but
hey,
they don't really do that a whole lot. Bijan's going to catch 60 passes a year. Saquon be lucky to get 30.
Yeah, because of the passes that a quarterback would normally dump off, Hurts is just going to run it.
How in the world do they have Mixon ahead of Honey Bijan? Makes no sense. I'm mad. Like, I am literally upset. Bijan Robinson's ADP is up to 2.6 on Underdog. It's the second best ADP in the entire NFL.
Yeah, Chase number one, I assume.
Yeah, show off. You want to guess the top five?
Me or Joel?
Either one of you. Y'all both, collectively as a unit.
Top five, what now?
He just mentioned one, ADP. This is average draft position. Oh. We're nerds. Ja'Marr Chase is one, like Brian said. He's showing off. Bijan's up to number two. Jefferson with that lame hammy is number three. We just mentioned the other guy. I'll give you a little help on that one, like literally seconds ago.
Saquon's
four. Name number five. He's a receiver.
CeeDee.
CeeDee Lamb. All right, so anyways, Nick Bosa was at 57, Joe Mixon criminally at 58, and Stafford was at 59, Cooper DeJean at 60. So those are your NFL top 100, which I'm losing interest in this list.
So Stroud's going to be ranked higher than Stafford.
It looks like it, which I think is fine.
It's interesting. I think that the vote on that, though, would be split, or the reaction to that would be split.
What if Stroud's not on the top 100 list? What if he's dropped out and guys like Sam Darnold
like
and Tua?
No.
Tua's on there.
That would be bad. Then your list really sucks.
I don't think that's as bad a take as Mixon ahead of Honey Bijan.
They're both bad. But
what's a worse take? Stroud not a top 100 player or Joe Mixon ahead of Honey Bajan?
Well, you're taking out the context of who's would be in and over him, but I would say they're equal.
I disagree. I think Mixon ahead of Honey Bajan is worse than Stroud out of the top 100 completely.
I don't.
If I didn't know who was in the list ahead of Stroud, I would agree with you. But the problem is we know who's ahead of him.
Yeah.
What's worse, Tua ahead of Stroud or Mixon ahead of Honey Bajan?
Tua ahead of Stroud.
Disagree.
I would agree, Brian, because the fact that both running backs are still on the list and it's very close, even though I get your point that it shouldn't be, and if any, and Bajan should be more highly rated. But to not have CJ on the list and have some of the other guys that are on the list from 100 to wherever we're at, or 60-something, that's a travesty.
I think that Mixon ahead of Bajan is worse than Tua ahead of Stroud. Not that we're saying that's going to happen, because I predict that Stroud will be on this list, but I don't think it would be as egregious. All right, who's the face of the NFL in your opinion?
I think it's a no-brainer. I think until further notice, I still think it's Patrick Mahomes. I just think that, you know, multiple Super Bowls, still pretty in the prime of his career. I think that he gets all the attention. He gets all the commercials. He gets all the ads. I still think it's Patrick Mahomes until further notice.
I also think it's Patrick Mahomes, and I don't really think that there's another answer.
No.
You think it's Patrick Mahomes?
I think Allen and Lamar are in others receiving votes, honorable mentions, but yeah, it's definitely Mahomes.
I'll tell you who's higher than Allen and Lamar this offseason is Saquon. Saquon's got more.
He is on the Madden cover.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on the Madden cover. He's gotten more endorsement deals where he's doing more commercials, where he's more visible than those other two guys. I think that Saquon's right up there.
I mean, Travis Kelce's dating Taylor Swift and is having honey poured on his chest by Bad Bunny.
Point. That's a good point.
Honey poured on his chest?
Yeah, you haven't watched Happy Gilmore too?
No.
Casual.
Yeah. No, it's not casual. It's who I am.
Casual.
I haven't watched it yet.
I just like to randomly use that word.
What an absurd thing to say.
I just love using that word and seeing how people react. You're casual. And people are like, no, I'm not. That's just who I am. No, he had honey poured on his chest by Bad Bunny and Happy Gilmore too. But Travis Kelce, I think, would be in the honorable mention.
Yeah. I think he should be. Yep. That's an oversight by me.
Yep.
Why are you saying Bijan's name like Bajan? Because Bajan Robinson told everybody that his name was Bajan and not Bijan. It's on NFL. Do you have it clipped by chance, Brian?
No, I can go find it.
Yeah, see if you can find it. We'll play it here in a little bit, Texture. But Bajan said his name is Bajan. Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Texters, unfortunately, the face of the league right now is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Another texter says Fatty Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Texter, Pat Mahomes is face of NFL. Not only do casuals know him, but so do Swifties due to Kelce, Mahomes and Kelce, and Taylor Swift, the face of the NFL. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Robbie, you're in the Hive. Who do you think's the face of the NFL?
How are y'all doing today?
Hello, Robbie.
Man, I'm sorry. First off, I would apologize for not being at the Cadillac Bar because I fell out with heat exhaustion on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
And it took me to Saturday to recover.
Heat exhaustion. Glad you're better.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
I'm saying that Mahomes, with all the notoriety, the commercials, I'm with y'all. It's got to be Mahomes. As much as I hate to say it, I hate Kansas City. But he is the face of the NFL right now.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate.
Where's the next place y'all are going to be on Thursday?
We're going to be at Carbach. We're going to be at Carbach, Robbie. You know what cures heat exhaustion? Good old cold beer.
And pizza.
I know what Carbach is. I was there for the Rod Ryan 20th anniversary.
There we go.
It's over there in the Spring area.
No,
not
sir,
quite.
You're wrong.
No, not quite.
Off of 290.
Yeah, kind of 610, 290.
Oh, well, that's right. It's 290. My bad. Yep.
That's all good.
I know where it's at. I just don't know exactly.
You got a phone, Robbie. Get your Google Maps out. You'll find it.
Appreciate you, Robbie. Get well. Hope to see you out there Thursday. Cold beer ain't ever broke my heart. Oh, yeah, we'll be out there Thursday, though. Everybody come on out. Carbach, get some good old cold beer and some very mediocre sports takes with the Killer Bees.
Pizza.
Pizza as well. Yeah. I haven't tried their pizza out there yet.
I have not either.
Yeah, looking forward to it. 713-780-ESPN. I don't think there's any other answer than Fatty Mahomes. Now, Good Morning Football tweeted about this, like, you know, a bunch of people responded. I do like this answer, though, from some rando on the internet. I do like this one. Cash or trash? Scott Hansen is the face of the NFL. That is a great answer.
Sunday ticket? The red zone?
Yeah, red zone, run zone. I love Scotty Hansen. Big fan. Dude doesn't pee on Sundays. Big fan of him.
I never used to watch him because I got the Siciliano version with DirecTV.
Is that the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I was always wondering what the difference was. I never knew that.
Yeah, because I knew that there were two different versions of the same thing, but I always got the Siciliano with the big speakers.
That's unfortunate.
It really is.
Siciliano can't hold Scott Hansen's jock.
Siciliano was pretty opinionated.
He might be in my top three, Scott Hansen. A bunch of people saying Jalen Hurts should be in the mix, which I agree. Super Bowl winning quarterback, most underrated quarterback in the NFL. Jaden Daniels in the mix here. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. Jerry Jones was listed. How could Cool Cat Cal McNair not be? Receivers.
Never quit.
No, receivers not getting any love. No Justin Jefferson, no Jamar Chase. Is Peyton Manning still the face of the NFL? Is Tom Brady still the face of the NFL? Manning does a lot of commercials.
I don't think he does that much anymore, does he?
Manning still does.
Yeah, he does. And he's still got so many other things. He's got the Manning cast. He's got the whatever they call that, Omaha Productions, which is putting out all that stuff on ESPN.
Here's a dark horse candidate for the face of the NFL. Will Levis.
Oh, boy.
Will Levis, face of the NFL.
He's got a face growing from his shoulder.
Did you see that thing? Yeah. I think it was gnarly, man.
What?
He showed his shoulder. He was like, last day to have this buddy or something like that. His shoulder's jacked. Really? It is nasty.
Apparently, he had it done this morning, so I guess it's no longer there. But, yeah, he tweeted up a close-up photo, and there's a massive bump coming out of his shoulder. Almost looks like a head growing out.
It looks like it's separated.
Yeah.
It looks like a compound fracture, really.
Doesn't sound great.
Here was Bijan Robinson pronouncing his name the other day, Texter.
Properly give us the pronunciation of your name.
All right. How you pronounce my name is Bijan.
Honey Bijan.
For everybody that's out there. I know a lot of people say Bijan.
There you go.
But it's Bijan. It's Bijan.
Kind of sounds like AJ.
Bijan. AJ Russ?
Uh-huh.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, I'm trying to say that their voices sound similar is what I'm trying to say.
I can hear it a little bit. Yeah. I can hear it a little bit. So that was straight from Bijan Robinson's mouth saying that his name is pronounced Bijan, not Bijan. Don't shoot the messenger. But I have to say Honey Bijan because otherwise I won't say it right. If I just said Bijan, I would think I'm saying it wrong. So I have to say Honey Bijan to condition myself to say Bijan. Get it?
Makes sense. Yeah.
Number one running back in the NFL, Bijan Robinson. Cash or trash? 2025.
Trash.
Saquon with that offensive line? No. Mm-mm.
Cash or trash? Joe Mixon's better than Honey Bijan Robinson.
Trash.
NFL.com thinks so. Top 100 list. That's not even a homer list, and they have Joe Mixon ahead of Honey Bijan. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Willibits coming up next. You never know what you're going to get. You just know it's going to be great. It's going to be good. Mediocre at best. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN, 97.5, ESPN, 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN, 97.5.
The Killer Bees are back. And I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous spin.
Let's play Grade the Cold.
More like Kelsey's chest and honey from Bad Bunny. Good enough. You can use a nice Bijan mustard to make a vinaigrette. Do you like honey Dijon mustard?
It's not bad.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of mustard per se, but like
your ketchup.
Yeah, but I'm saying the honey Bijan like salad dressing's good.
I'm not a fan of it. It's too like I don't know what the right word.
It's got a little zing to it.
It's almost like horseradishy to me.
It kind of can be.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. Ocho says Mina Kimes is the face of the NFL. Don't tell that to Jason Brown, former Netflix guy. He hates Mina Kimes.
Oh, that's that guy from The Last Chance U.
Yeah, coach. He hates Mina Kimes. Are we sure Taylor Swift is not the face of the NFL? She might be.
It's based on what happens every time they show her and how many times they show her every game she's at.
Texter says Siciliano greater than Hansen. You're nuts, dude. You're banned for the rest of the day. Do not tweet in or text in or call in the rest of the show. You're banned for the
Siciliano
Tuesday edition.
Speakers.
Huh?
His ears are massive.
Brandon, you're more casual than Clark's shoes. Who's Clark? Caitlin Clark?
No, no. Clark's is a shoe company that makes dress shoes and such.
Is it casual?
But they're more like loafers. And they make dress shoes and they make like, you know, for business casual and for business.
Doesn't sound like they're very casual, which means I'm not very casual, Texter. The joke went awry on you. That makes no sense. It's pronounced Dijon for the mustard, so how would that help you? I don't know, man. Blankers, what's your go-to ketchup? Tynes, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's only one.
I like the Whataburger spicy ketchup.
A lot of people.
The best.
And that's like an alternative when you're feeling spicy.
You want an underrated spicy ketchup? Sriracha ketchup. It's pretty good.
No thanks.
They have it at like Pluckers, which today is National Wings Day. More yes, on that is. Later. All right, Willibits grade the call. First one, Lawrence Butler the other day. He hit a home run against the Astros, and our girl wasn't there. Our girl didn't do the Astros A.
She must have been doing Nationals.
That's
somewhere.
Why. Okay. That was well done.
Thank you.
And I think it was one of Carrie's like grandsons that was doing the game.
You're absolutely right. It was.
I don't know which, you know, how he's related, but I think he's one of the grandsons. And Lawrence Butler hit a home run, and here was his call of it the other day.
1-2 pitch, high in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
That ball was absolutely launched. Law Dog posing him up at the dish. He knew it off the bat. It was just a matter of how far.
This is. I missed the A's lady. I missed the
was
lady
that,
quite a bit.
Dallas, what's his name? Picking him up. Braden did a nice job trying to pick him up.
Admirable effort from Braden for sure. So grade this call.
Or gone.
That was a one.
Or gone.
That was terrible.
Or gone.
I think it's less than a one. I'm going to go like 0.3. Can't get a shot off.
The excitement off the bat started to where I wouldn't give him a zero. But then the fact that I think he later had, he came out and he apologized for it.
Which I thought was well done.
Which, yeah. And he also said, I lost it.
I want to know what he was watching.
Like, there's no roof in this.
Yeah, because if you look at the outfielders.
Like, this was that Dyken?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in Sacramento.
Like, I thought for a second that he could have been watching the monitor and lost it. Like, I think that's what happened, actually. I think that he was crossed up between live and monitor and lost the flight of the ball.
Maybe so.
I think that's what happened.
But, like, even if you lose the ball, like, if you just watch the outfielders.
That's
like,
what I would look at.
Yeah, they'll tell you the story.
You ever done any play-by-play?
I have not.
It's pretty good tip, though.
Yeah, just watch the outfielders.
Watch the outfielders. Yeah, I wonder. This is a weird one, man.
You can watch the outfielders, but the outfielder's not going to be like blowing it, like using their arms and saying foul most times.
No, but if it's a foul ball, they might be at least jogging over in that direction.
Happened. Well, here's so I'm I pulled up the video of it. I forget who was playing right that day. It was Cam Smith, I'm sure. So he goes back, but then he like stops looking at it and then like starts to position himself. So if you were watching strictly Cam Smith and you lose sight of the ball at the right time, you could think that Cam Smith is positioning himself after a foul ball.
Like going back to his, like basically saying, yeah,
that, he has his back to the right field wall pretty quickly.
Yeah, I guess I would interpret that as it's just a no-doubter, more so than he's repositioning because of a foul ball.
It just depends on when he lost the ball. But if you look at Lawrence Butler, he's trotting around the bases.
That's the other thing. What is Butler doing?
And just don't say anything until you know.
Yeah, because if it's foul and he knows it's foul, he's not going to start running around the bases. He's going to stay there. And Dallas Braden does point out the fact that he sat to admire it. But normally a guy doesn't move if he thinks it's foul, too. He's not going to start running around the bases.
If he lost the ball, he should have just stopped talking for a bit.
Right.
Because it's TV.
Because TV paints the picture.
Yeah, just wait, see what happens.
Or gone.
That was bad. 0.3 for me. You're giving it a 1. I haven't heard this one yet. This one from Carl Ravitch, who's my least favorite TV personality, baseball personality that has ever existed. Carl Ravitch with a home run call over the weekend, I guess.
Game clear of the Phillies in the National League East. Those two teams still have 6 more meetings. As this ball is sailed towards the kayaks, and he said fair ball, and it is a fair ball. We had a splash hit. Get on it, kayaks. Mauricio stood there, and he pulled a Carlton Fisk just on the right field line saying fair ball.
He went Fisk?
That was a game-tying or go-ahead home run late in the game.
Yeah, it was 7th inning, 2-1, and that home run tied it.
Tied the game.
It's this link, the post of it's deleted. Well, maybe whoever posted it deleted it.
Huh.
Interesting. That one's slightly better than the Sacramento call.
Get on it, kayaks!
He didn't watch it. It's pretty cheesy, pretty corny.
Didn't really describe it. Like,
I mean, it's TV, though.
Yeah.
It's TV,
though. I gave
though.
It a 3.
Yeah, I was going to go like a 3-2. Still not wonderful. Still very cheesy. But of the two, it's clearly better.
Get you punish it just because it's Carl Ravitch.
I tried. But, I mean, I have to be fair. I don't allow my personal bias to interfere with my actual real takes.
At least he called a home run.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the thing.
Yeah, at least
he called a walk-off home run in the top of the ninth, for goodness sake.
What would have been better if that, if he called that one the game winner?
The Carl Ravitch walk-off top of the ninth home run call is literally the worst home run call of the history of the game. History of the game.
I don't know if I go that far.
He called a walk-off in the top
of
the ninth.
I know, there's been plenty of other
faux pas. How can you be worse than that?
Like that.
Show me.
I'll have to dig.
Show me somebody calling a walk-off in the top of the ninth.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'll look for it for you.
Please do. I don't think it's ever happened in the history of the game. Have you ever heard of one, Brian?
No, but is it worse than it's a foul ball?
See,
but it's in the upper deck.
That one's really, really bad. But at least he didn't declare a winner of the game in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, the stakes, I guess, gives it to Ravitch. But
that was the worst call I've ever
heard.
What about
any of your calls from Jenny?
Jenny Kavnar doesn't. I mean, we like to make fun of her, but the worst than calling a walk off in the top of the ninth inning.
I mean, obviously, that's pretty bad.
It's one of the worst ever. Ocho says Nationals plus 125 looks like a lock tonight. Unless Alexander goes opposite George tonight.
The summer of George!
Pete, face of the NFL, Mahomes, disgrace of the NFL, Jerry Jones, most entertaining is Cal in front of a microphone, no doubt. Carl Ravitch doesn't even deserve the Little League World Series. I can't stand Carl Ravitch.
At least you hide it.
One of the things that really bothers me about him, too, is how pretentious he is. Like, he invented the game of baseball. Also bothers me that he's one of those plural RBI guy. Yeah, I can't stand that about Carl.
Get on it, kayaks!
Get on it, kayaks. Oh, man.
Yeah, that call that you just played is getting run, the foul ball call, as the worst call in baseball.
I can't put the foul ball call worst ahead of Carl Ravitch in the top of the ninth. I just can't.
But that was a college game, right?
Yeah, it was the College World Series. Yeah. I mean, he said the wrong team hit a walk-off. It was in the top of the ninth. They've walked it off. It's the ninth inning. It's the top of the ninth inning, Carl. Pay a little of attention, man.
Didn't we have one of the Yankees guys, if not both of them, either Sterling and or Michael Kay, didn't they call one that they thought was a home run and it wasn't?
Probably.
It was really, really bad.
Oh, I think it was Sterling. He was caught in the track.
Yeah, he did the whole... Ooh, and the,
To be fair, Sterling was like 90, though.
Yeah, still is.
Was it the day that he got hit in the face by the...
No, not
a different day. That was a funny one, too, though. Ow!
Yeah.
He kept going, though. Yeah. He finished the game. He's a dog.
Wasn't it Susie that had to tell everybody what happened?
Rogers and George's box.
Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen.
I don't know. I'm a little upset that you played Carl Ravitch.
That's what I did for you.
I can never get out
of
my
sour mood. Get on it, kayaks!
It wasn't even his worst call, and I'm still in a sour mood. I'm going to get on my kayaks and paddle my way out of here. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Did you see Shipley's Donuts sold out? What other Texas sellouts come to mind to you? Who's not loyal to the soil? Like Lance McCullers, who has sold out Texas brands, companies that have sold out. Also, today's National Chicken Wing Day. Where are you getting your chicken wings today? 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yiner in San Diego on my mind. The Padres are the Padres are in the playoffs of the season we're in today. They're the third wild card in the National League. If these cease rumors are true, and look, the Padres trade players left and right. They like to trade players before they leave in free agency, see Juan Soto, and they like to trade for big leaguers who still have years of club control. See Juan Soto before they traded Juan Soto. See Luis Arraez. This has Yiner Diaz written all over it. It has Yiner written all over. They're not trading Cease for a bunch of double-A prospects.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm with you, but this has Yiner written all over it. I can smell it a mile away. All right, so Shipley's Shipley Donuts, that's a big point of contention, that S at the end.
RBI.
Yeah, right, but that's pluralizing an acronym. Shipley, not Shipley's. Shipley Donuts has sold out. They sold to a private equity firm in California, of all places. What other bona fide long-term Texas brands have sold out. This immediately made me think of two. Whataburger selling out to the private equity firm in Chicago, which started their expansion, all of that. I still like Whataburger, though. And it also reminded me of Pat Green whenever he sold out and moved to Nashville. Those are the two that come to mind for me. What Texas things have sold out to you? 713-780-ESPN.
I went with the figures in the city of Houston. Like, to me, I feel like Beyonce sold out once she got with Jay-Z, and the fact that she basically comes back to visit every now and then.
Ooh.
But she's really not like true to her roots like she used to be when she was here all the time and really a Houstonian.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll catch heat for that.
She did like a little reunion with Destiny's Child the other day.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was in Vegas or
something. I don't remember where it was. Yeah, I saw it on the Today Show. Yeah, with who are the other Destiny
Kelly
children?
And Michelle.
Kelly Rowan and I don't know Michelle Williams. I didn't know her last name. Yeah. So you had how about Bud Adams moving the team out of here?
That's on my list. Right? Yeah.
What else you got on your list, Brian?
Well, I had three. I had the Oilers, Whataburger, and Chewy's. And this happened within the last year, but they sold out. I think it's to the Darden group that owns Olive Garden.
Oh, they sold out to that group. That's absolutely right.
So did
Chewy's was an Austin original.
It started in Austin?
Yeah.
Huh. What do you think of Chewy's? Scale of 1 to 10.
Not as good as, scale of 1 to 10, 7, like 7.
That high, huh?
Yeah.
What were you saying it's not as good as?
It's not as good as like Lupe or a few of the other high-end Tex-Mex restaurants, but it's fine.
I would have Chewy's at like a 5.8.
It's very specific.
They're close to the house, and my wife likes certain things there, but I would, if I had my druthers, I would choose others.
How about that? I prefer, I like Chewy's too. Like, there's things I like there. I like their spicy jalapeno ranch.
Same.
That thing smacks. Give me a pint of that. It's really, really good. I like their margaritas, but their entrees are.
Yeah, I prefer
solid.
Lupe. I prefer El Tiempo, Original Nifas.
Papacitos.
Yeah. Valencia's. I mean, all of those are up there.
So I had Garrett Cole on my list.
Interesting.
And I had Carlos Beltran on my list.
Huh.
Because Beltran looked like he was going to re-sign with the Astros after he was a stud for them in the playoffs. And then with the deadline like at 11 p.m. and Drayton and Scott Boras having basically agreed to a deal, Boras did the switcheroo and came with the Mets offer super late and flipped it to the Mets. And I felt like that was selling out.
Yeah, I would push back on that, though. Like, neither guy got their start in Texas. Beltran was originally a Royal.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole was originally a Pirate, also went to UCLA. I don't know if those guys were loyal to the soil. Like, they were mercenaries, really.
I had James Harden on my list. James Harden got here and won the MVP here and was talking about, not just short of Lance McCullers burying me in the H, how H-Town was great and everything like that. And the minute it didn't look like they were going to appease him one more time with another sidekick, he pulled the plug and won it out.
Vermont says that Dr. Pepper sold out. Did they? PepsiCo? I heard that Dr. Pepper has different bottling companies.
Yeah, there's two different Dr. Peppers. There's one, I think, that's still in Texas, and the other, like you said, is PepsiCo.
I think you can tell by the cap, or is it the wrapper?
It's the color of the cap. Like, one's a white cap, and one's a maroon cap.
And one of them's PepsiCo, and one of them's Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Depending on where they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is weird. It's weird. I guess, I don't know how they did that. Vermont says Wolf Brand Chili sold out. I didn't know that. Beans in your chili, yes or no?
No.
$1 million question. I don't care about it.
I don't care
about it.
I grew up with beans. My mom made chili all the time. It was awesome, and it had beans in it.
Beans in your chili or beans with no beans in your chili?
I'll eat
either
one. Yeah, I'll eat either one.
Yeah. It tastes good either way. I don't really care one way or the other with the whole beans conversation. Pete says, I don't want to call the great Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top a sellout, but I believe his primary residence is in California, which is a long way from LaGrange. Both LAs, though. LA, California,
and I don't think he's from LaGrange, is he?
What?
I don't think he's from LaGrange. He's just saying about it.
Yeah. They lived on two of them, Frank Beard and Dusty, lived on Quail Valley golf course.
Did they?
Yeah.
A texture, it's not Whataburger. It is if you live in Texas and you have a little southern drawl. Who says Whataburger? It's Whataburger. How do you say it?
Whataburger.
Whataburger. Whataburger. Yeah.
It's not water.
Water burger. Water. Either way is fine. Doesn't matter.
It's like beans, no beans. Casual. Same thing.
Yonner Diaz sold out for the below the zone breaking ball. That's not a bad call there. Bucky's, they're all over the country now, SMH. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
don't hate
Is that selling out, though?
Yeah, they're still here,
no,
and they're just expanding.
That's just expansion.
That's like Carrabba's.
That's what Carrabba's
was a, staple of Houston and a staple of Texas, and Carrabba's just spread out all over the country.
Well, they're no longer exclusive to Texas. I think it is a sellout, chasing the capitalism and all the money. Absolutely, that's a sellout.
So now we're anti-capitalism?
No, no, we're not. And we're not saying that you can't sell out, but these are companies that have sold out. They've lost their Texas roots and have gone to bigger and greater things.
Well, the problem with the Carrabba's sellout,
Shipley's still going to be in Houston, but yeah, they sold out to a private equity in California.
That's what I mean. Thing so, with Bucky's. Like, their corporate headquarters would be changing. Like, where they're operating from would be changing. That's the sellout. I mean, not expanding your business.
Yeah.
The like, Carrabba's sellout like is the fact that you can only get the original menu and the really, really homemade, made-from-scratch foods at the one on Kirby. And everything else is a chain where it's pre-made and stuff. It doesn't taste the same.
One member of ZZ lived in Kima for a while. There you go. Okay. They weren't from LaGrange, LOL. They sang about the chicken ranch.
Documentary on ZZ Top's really good.
Yeah, a little band from Texas on Netflix.
Dominic Sasha left for Dallas, says Ocho.
It's true.
Still in Texas, though. Alex Bregman grew up in Louisiana, played all his baseball in Houston. He thought he'd go to Boston.
He grew up in El Paso.
No. Albuquerque.
Oh, Albuquerque.
Okay. Yeah, played his college ball at LSU down by the bayou.
Bayou.
I don't know. Like, I don't know why I blanked on that.
I was trying to figure where you.
I blanked on the word bayou. Is what happened. I was like, I know what it is. I just can't think of it. It was on the tip of my tongue, and I went. I choked. Texture says Gary Cole putting on the Boris hat is the biggest athlete sellout.
Going with that one,
Gary Cole.
Now this might be controversial, but we could maybe make the case that someone here on these very airwaves sold out to California, to L.A.
Oh, Granado.
Maybe a certain host in the morning sold out to L.A.
I would never say anything bad about Granado, so I'm not. That's.
But
that's,
when we go, yeah, when
those
we
are
off
the words
there,
of
I will,
Brian
let's
McDonald.
Just go to break. Leave my mic up.
It's the words of Brian McDonald. I didn't say anything. Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys sold out and sold their soul, says Oso. Oilers leaving Houston. Texas Roadhouse, there's one in Florida. I do like those rolls, though.
The rolls
the
are great.
Cinnamon butter. What's your Texas Roadhouse order? I've probably went once in the last 3 years.
I usually go chicken fried steak.
Okay. All right. I don't know, even know what I get there. I think I get the ribs.
I don't think I've ever had the ribs.
Nah, I've never had steak there. No. Whole Foods Market, says somebody. I don't know the story there.
Oh, Amazon bought it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Amazon, because you can do Amazon orders and use Amazon Prime, and you can do a take back of Amazon orders at Whole Foods.
Eric Dickerson grew up in Sealy, lives in L.A. Texas A&M sold out by joining the SEC. That's a good call. I could see that. Jennifer Garner left for Hollywood. Did she live in Texas, Jennifer Garner?
I never knew that.
I thought I'd heard she was born here, but I don't know her full
What was the
story.
Name? What was the Katie girl that played in Show Me the Money? Renee Zellweger?
Oh, Renee Zellweger, yeah.
Where does she live now?
I don't know. She's a little bit off a rocker sometimes.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Uncle Jack says Chewy's is horrible. The green sauce is good, but the place is in general a 0.3 out of 10.
Oof.
For Chewy's?
It's a harsh critic.
That was Chewy's?
Yeah. And that's the white side of the family, too. I mean, I might expect that from the Mexican side of the family, but it's the white side of the family that's crushing Chewy's.
Leanne Rimes is from here?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, because I don't think she lives here.
What was her biggest song? Strawberry Wine.
I thought it was that blue song.
Yeah, no.
I think she's saying Strawberry Wine, though.
Maybe so.
How Do I Live Without You?
Yeah, that too. She had more than one big hit.
There's a Roadhouse in Alabama, of all places. I mean, Roadhouse kind of strikes me as an Alabama place. I think Texas Roadhouse is very SEC.
Anywhere along I-10, I think, is fine for Texas Roadhouse.
You ever did the Dreamlands barbecue in Alabama?
Oh, is that the one with the white barbecue sauce?
What?
No.
Well, apparently, look it up. It's a thing.
White
like Alabama
sauce?
Yeah, there's like a white barbecue sauce that's apparently famous, but I can't.
It's not Dreamland, though. Dreamland's like, it's kind of turned into a chain. It's okay. Astros medical staff sold out to the other Major League Baseball teams to keep Houston from the World Series.
That's pretty good.
Texas says Roadhouse didn't originate in Texas. Did y'all know that Roadhouse is headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky, while Kentucky Fried Chicken is headquartered in Plano, Texas? That's weird. Would have never thought that. A bunch of people, Texas Roadhouse. Target sold out their restrooms. I don't know about that. Did you see Target drop their... their match price
match. Price match.
Do you watch the Today Show, too?
Yeah.
This is all the knowledge you get from the Today Show, and you know it. Texas Roadhouse started in Indiana, so that's conflicting. Do they start in Kentucky, or do they start in Indiana?
I think you just said their headquarters is in Kentucky.
George W. Bush, he sold out. He moved to D.C. a few years back.
The youngest one, they sold out in Houston, but lives in Dallas.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be at Carbach on Thursday. Make sure you come hang out with us. Summer Circuit continues this week. Join ESPN Houston every week as we visit different Houston restaurants all over the greater Houston area. Each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand-new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, $4,000 value. So come hang out with us. Carbach from noon until 6 on Thursday. You can check out the entire Summer Circuit at ESPN975.com. Car wreck of the day, what is yours? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN. ESPN 97.5, ESPN
97.5. You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
What are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-ESPN. Texter putting me on the car wreck. Deanna Carter saying strawberry wine. Not Leanne Rimes. I mean, what's the difference, though? Really?
Sexist.
What's the difference? No. They're both.
Well, they all sound the
white,
same.
White, blonde-headed woman.
Yeah, they all
that
sound
sing
the same.
Country
what
music.
Saying? Yeah.
What's the difference between Deanna Carter and Leanne Rimes?
So you're just saying they all sound the same?
All white, blonde-headed country music singers sound.
How do you
similar.
Live without them?
I don't even get it. Cool. Car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your car wreck of the day?
I got a couple. I will start with ex-Rocket Marcus Morris, who's made over $100 million in his career, has now been arrested, and he allegedly has written bad checks for over $250,000 to two Vegas casinos and more. He kept writing checks that he knew would not cash, and he got caught. He wrote a check for $115,000 at the MGM. And then later that year, $150,000 at the Wynn.
Who still writes checks? Who still believes checks?
I guess you just go to the window in Vegas and they think, oh, NBA player, that check will cash. We'll just do it that way. $250,000+.
Good thing for him it's not old school Vegas. He'd no longer be with us.
Ooh, I've seen some of that happen.
With Barkley?
Yeah, when we were at the – well, no, not Charles specifically. When we were at that Tahoe tournament – because the casinos are also there in Tahoe, their reps at the hotel came to the driving range to talk to a specific ex-athlete about debts that had not been cleared up with the casino.
What are his initials? Huh? Mm-hmm. What does it rhyme with? What is it Leanne rhymes with?
Snotty.
All right. What else you got?
Tilton.
I got this other one that I saw this morning. A Harris County constable that's also a Little League coach in a 10U Little League, their team lost, and they went through the handshake line.
Yeah.
And instead of shaking hands, he was throwing elbows and, like, firmly fist bumping to hurt the kids. He caught one kid with an elbow in the side of the head, and they had video of it. One of the parents was filming it, and the coach from the other team was appalled, and now they had to issue a statement that the guy's not only not a coach anymore, he's been, like, banned from the league. And then when they did the digging, they found out he was a Harris County constable.
I mean, he just wants to win.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a competitor.
Yeah, for nine. That's solid.
No, it's weak sauce for sure. I have a few here. Kamari Lassiter was talking over the weekend, and he had to pause himself here. Kamari.
I mean, really, we're all the same, to be honest, in the DB room. Like, we all just want to play ball and play at a high level, and we love playing with each other. Pause. But it's just like...
Hey, phrasing!
Put that in there for Brian because he's immature and has a childish sense of humor. I thought he'd get a kick out of that. Space City Home Network, I call him the Shin, for cutting out the Fromber.
Absolutely.
Cutting out the Fromber. We all wanted that. Give us that. But, I mean, they're employed by the team, so I get it. But still, you make the car wreck list. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron is reportedly suing Coldplay.
So weak.
So bad.
Sue yourself, bro.
It's got to be dismissed like frivolous, right? It's got to be dismissed as frivolous.
It's not that he just had to resign as a CEO. He created the company. He's still making money off of it. He's fine. And then because you got caught, you're going to sue the band?
They ruined his life. Like, no, you made that decision.
You ruined your life, my guy. You made the decision to be all nestled up and cuddly with a woman who was not your wife. You do that. You put yourself at risk.
With your HR rep. It was the head
VP
of HR.
Of HR.
Yeah, it was the head of HR. Ugh.
Did she resign too?
I don't know.
She was undecided the last time I'd seen her.
This is, how do you not just, like, one, how do you do it? Secondly, how do you not just own up to it? Like, I made a horrible mistake, whatever. Yeah, but, like, you're going to go sue them?
Yeah, this can't be the attention he wanted coming out of this. I'm sure he would have wanted this eventually to fade away.
Attention, period. He was trying to actually get away so he didn't get attention for being a snake.
He's misplayed his hand every single move he can make. Every movie, like, one, cheating on your wife or whatever. That's obviously very, very bad. Secondly, the reaction that you have of the video. Like, just kind of own it. Like, I mean, sure, your wife's going to find out, but you might be able to avoid everything else.
Like,
third,
you say you're sure she'd find out? If you just, like, said, played it off, she might find out.
Third, you, like, post this little statement where you, like, blame Coldplay for showing you on the video. And then fourth, you're thinking about suing Coldplay.
After you used a Coldplay song in your apology.
Did he?
Yes.
Was that real?
Yes.
That can't be real, right?
No way. I thought he quoted the Coldplay song in his...
In the apology?
In the final line of the apology.
Very fake. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. This guy's an idiot. And then this weirdo who believed he was in an imaginary relationship with Caitlin Clark. He got 2.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to stalking and harassing.
Yeah. And then I think in the judge's, the arraignment and before the sentencing... She said that you are never to refer to the fact that it wasn't you or that you didn't do it. And she let him speak. And he basically said, I didn't do it. And then he didn't get more of a severe sentence.
Unbelievable. What do you got, Brian?
If you didn't see it, Brian Walsh had one of the worst strikes that was called a ball in the history of the game.
Wait a minute.
What is going on at home plate? Brian Walsh, man.
That's literally right down the middle.
I mean, you couldn't set it on a tee in the heart of the plate any better than that. Look at his pitch right here. How do you miss that?
It was like literally a ball length away from being middle-middle, and he called it a ball.
My bud Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Rushman did catch it funny. Like, Adley set up on the outside corner and backhands it. Like, it was caught very awkwardly.
It was damn near middle-middle.
Right down Main Street.
It was still caught very awkwardly where he could fool an umpire. I'm not saying that he didn't miss the call. I'm saying it was caught awkwardly. And a lot
it was
of times
so in the middle. I understand what you would say if that was on a corner. It was so in the middle, I don't know how that could even affect the umpire.
It was backhanded. It was a terrible catch. It was a Yiner-worthy frame. It was brutal. He flips the glove. Flips the glove. Oh, it's winning.
I say Marcus Morris.
All right, that's fine. Marcus Morris, you're the winner. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's blank. I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hall of Fame coming up at 7 on ESPN 97.5. Goodbye. So long.